Victoria, British Columbia's advocate for seniors, says, fundamental reform is needed for how the province funds contracted long-term care providers after a study found for-profit facilities routinely under-delivered care for the funding they received. Isabel McKenzie says a review of financial records from 2021 and 2022 shows that long-term care facilities operated by for-profit companies delivered 500,000 fewer care hours than they were funded for by the province. In comparison, facilities run by nonprofit societies delivered 93,000 more care hours than what they were funded to provide. McKenzie says the pronounced pattern of under-delivery by for-profit companies is even more concerning, given that 80% of the total profit made during same the period went to just 20% of the facilities, almost all of them operated by for-profits. The province transfers about $2 billion a year to contracted operators to provide long-term care beds, which McKenzie says is one of the largest annual fund transfers on the provincial budget. There are about 28,000 subsidized long-term care beds in BC, 65% of which are provided by contracting out to private operators who may be for-profit companies or non-profit societies. The funding formula that's applied is the same, McKenzie says. And this is the result from that funding formula, where we are rewarding, if you view profit as your reward, not spending on the care. The latest report finds that the cost of a publicly subsidized long-term care bed through a private operator has jumped 35% in the last 5 years, and the province needs to make sure that taxpayers' money is spent effectively on care, not allowing it to drift to paying for other costs. A review of 181 facilities contracted to provide long-term care shows profit in 2022 increased 113% over 5 years, while expenditures such as supply costs and staffing compensation rose 61 and 33% respectively. McKenzie says there needs to be more extremely uncomfortable conversations with care providers, given that the province and taxpayers are the ones paying the bills. We're not partners in the delivery of this care, she says. This is not an equal relationship. Government is the regulator and the funder. We have a responsibility to the people who live there, and we have a responsibility to the taxpayers. Those are our primary responsibilities. The advocate says in the report that while there have clearly been efforts to improve long-term care, the underlying issues have prevented the province's investment from making needed improvement. The review found not-for-profit facilities spent about 25% more per resident on direct care when compared with for-profit care. For-profit facilities spent 42% more per bed than their nonprofit counterparts on capital building costs, the report says. The public is entitled to know how their money is spent, McKenzie concludes in the report. Residents and their families are entitled to access information about revenues, expenditures, and delivered care hours for their facility. The report also makes a number of recommendations, including on ways to ensure that funding for direct care goes only towards that purpose and not be shifted to fund other operational costs. It also suggests a more standardized definition of what is counted as profit, to clear up if costs such as mortgages, head office allocations, management fees and executive compensation provide for-profit long-term care facilities with additional revenue. A greater understanding of the details of these expenses is required to begin to address the issue of what expenditures will be allowed, what are reasonable and equitable building costs and what is a reasonable profit, McKenzie says in the report. She also called for a more accurate tracking of care hours, since the current self-reporting system is vulnerable to inaccuracies. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 25, 2023. The Canadian Press.